Well, you know, it's a real problem coming up with an appropriate fee. We're not really sure that can be accomplished with the evidence in the record right now. Utilities made cost proposals which you think are way out of line with what their actual costs are they've already incurred for the installation they've done already with an opt-out program, with the exception of SMECA, which hasn't started yet. So we're very uncomfortable saying what any fee should be right now, considering the evidence that's there. Secondly, everything's based on estimates. And the cost proposals are based on estimates where they ignored all the hard data, which indicated the costs are far less than the estimates, which makes us very uncomfortable.
Is it fair that I should be charged if I don't want a smart meter in my house?
I think it's reasonable for people to pay some kind of fee, a reasonable fee for opting out, if indeed some reasonable fee can be calculated. But yeah, I think that it's a reasonable thing to do.
So I'd be charged every month. What's the big, there are a number of problems with smart meters, I understand. What do you see as the problems with smart meters?
The main problem with smart meters right now is the three major ones: health issues, long-term effects, short-term effects. Despite what the been floating around from the utilities, it emits the smart meters emit a phenomenal amount of powerful radiation. It's broadcasting 24/7. They keep saying it's less than a cell phone. In fact, the data there has been cooked. It's really about 100 times stronger than a cell phone. So we're very concerned about the health effects. Number two problem is fires. There have been now about 900 fires around the country linked to smart meters. There was a whole series in Philadelphia last summer. There were about 29 fires and overheating incidents. They actually required the utility to stop using the Sensus meter and replace it to alleviate the problem. Interestingly enough, SMECO is planning to use that same meter.
Now, are Philadelphia still using smart meters, or
Oh,
is
yes, they're still
they still
using
use
them,
them? Right.
right. I think the fire situation has been alleviated. I haven't heard any more since. But the long-term problem with them, those meters, is that even if the short-term they're not fires, there may be in the long-term issues degrading the meter system, the wiring system in the house. The third problem is privacy. There's a phenomenal amount of personal information these meters are collecting, far more than the utilities really need to effectively do what they want to do. And as we know from the scandals with NSA and IRS, once that data is collected, it has a life of its own, and it's very hard to protect it.
And even if, in spite of insurances from utilities, they'll say, "Hey, we're only using this to keep track of the amount of electricity you're using." You don't believe them, I guess.
Well, I think they're sincere, and I think they're really trying to put together a good privacy system. The problem is that it's wireless. It can be hacked into, even though they're going to try very hard to prevent that because it's wireless. Even the hacking experts we've talked to said there's no way they can make it hacker-proof. And in fact, even in California, PGE has admitted that hackers have gotten into the smart meter data. They wouldn't say how many, how much, but it has happened already.
What's a reasonable rate? If not $100.15 a month.
You know, I can't tell. You know, from the information they've provided, is so much a disconnect between the actual cost and the proposed cost. It's really difficult to really understand what a good number is. The information that we saw from the quarterly reports looked like it was only a minimal extra amount that utilities have been spending on accommodating the opt-outs in those areas they've already had the deployment of the smart meters.
Very good.
That's great.